Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, you may have heard us once or twice. You know, we talk about Jesus from time to time.
Yeah, once or twice.
You know, try to stay focused on that. And I love just reading about, you know, just Jesus's life and everywhere he walked. He just spent time with people. And, you know, I was reading actually in Luke 8 and how it talks about that he was actually, Jesus was actually in response to a need of a man. There was a man that was just running up to Jesus and telling him that, you know, his daughter was sick. And there were so many crowds around Jesus that they were just pressing around him. And the Bible talks about that a woman in this crowd, she had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. And this is in Luke 8. 12 years. And she has this thought. She says, you know, if I could just touch the back of his cloak. Not him, but I could just touch him. And she touches his cloak. And immediately, her bleeding stops. After 12 years. So Jesus is walking, and it's like, if you imagine, if you've ever been to like a football game, or if you've ever been in a crowd, and it was just like, you just kind of got to wiggle your way through, and there's people touching you all around. Jesus is walking, picture yourself in this, and he stops. And he asks the question, who touched me? And there's other parts of the Bible how it talks about his disciples that are like, wait, Jesus, we're all touching you. I know you can see how many people, how can you ask who touched you? And he says, no. Somebody touched me because I felt power leave. And he turns around, and the woman, understanding the fact that something's up, she begins to tremble in fear.
Wow.
And you look at that, and so often before when I heard that story, and Jesus, he looks down at her and he says, daughter, you know, your faith has healed you. But when you look at that so often too, it's like you look at that encounter and you're like, wow, 12 years. How do you go 12 years? And the Bible talks about the fact that she had spent all her money on doctors trying to heal this.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But so often, too, it's like you think about it, and it's like she had a flesh wound. She had an outside wound. She was bleeding. But there's so many of us that are bleeding in our heart. And we never connected that we've been walking for 40 years. We've been walking for 20 years. We've been walking for 30 years and never been healed. And the thing is, though, it's one thing that we can be healed by a wound that we can see. We can be all of a sudden realizing the fact that, you know, you can see someone that, you know, had lost an arm or lost a leg, but you don't see those wounds of a heart. You don't see those inner wounds of someone that lost a child, of someone that, you know, it's an endless list. And sometimes those are even more painful. But the thing is, though, is the fact that she touched God. You know, we've been talking about love, and it's just like, how powerful is it for someone's life when we touch God?
Yeah.
When we can reach out in faith and say, I've tried everything. And it's so powerful and so significant how it says that she spent all of her money on doctors. And that's so significant too, because for me, I mean, I tried everything. You name it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. It's just like, whether it's money, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a promotion, it's relationships, it's things, you're going to spend all your money on the doctors of the world, trying to fulfill that wound, never ever being healed. And you got to get to the end of yourself. You got to get to the end of that moment and just say, I'm just going to press through all of this, and I'm going to reach out in faith and seek to touch Jesus. Even if I don't touch all of him, if I can just touch a piece of him, I know he'll fix this. I know he'll heal this.
And there's a promise in the Bible. I mean, James tells us that if we draw close to God, he will draw close to us. I mean, that's a promise. That's an encouraging thing to us. So we don't have to wonder like, well, if I reach out, will God? No, the Bible says it. If we draw close to God, he will draw close to us. Jeremiah says, if we seek him with all of our heart, he'll be found by us. That's another promise. So we can move into this thing, like you're saying, we can go after God, not shaky or wondering, but with confidence, understanding that God, the Bible already said it. We draw close to God, he will draw close to us.
Yeah. You know, and the thing that we have to connect is that God says faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. Because you can have wounds that you don't see. So you got to have that faith in knowing the fact that there's healing that you don't see.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing the fact that we can't please God unless we have faith. So you think about it, and it's just like if we're going to reach out to God and we touch God and there's healing in that, imagine how powerful it is if we can walk with the one who we've touched. Spend time with the one who is healing, like you're saying, who is love. And from there, it's just like when you understand who this is that we're reaching out to, when we understand who this is, that's going to radically change your life. And it says the fact that he says, daughter, your faith has healed you. And you're talking about the fact that it's Christ in us. You know, and God has been showing me this, like there's areas of my own heart that I don't even realize are still bleeding. And it's not like you touch Jesus. It's just like, well, life's perfect now. I'm healed completely. There's areas that it's just like God is so gentle. It's like, imagine, you know, have you ever seen kittens? Like kittens love not like little balls of yarn. Yeah. And like there's a knot. God is so gentle. It's like there's knots of wounds in our hearts that he'll slowly just begin to undo in our own hearts, even in those areas that we're not ready for him to work on. And it's like there's a healing power in God that he seeks to just truly work all those things out. Mm-hmm. And it's like if that first touch was so powerful after 30 years, after 40 years, imagine what he's going to do in your life when you walk with him every day and you spend time with him and seek to touch him every single day of your life. Mm. And it's like there is a healing power in the love of God. And there's so many discussions about healing and what have you, but the true healer is Jesus. One of his names is the Great Physician. And he wants to heal you right now. And it's just like, you know, if you've got pain in your heart and if your heart's just crying out and just broken, you know, reach out to God.
Yeah.
And that's why you hear us talking about an abiding lifestyle, I abide, because imagine to spend time and know the voice of Jesus when he speaks to you every single day. And even more powerfully, you know, something that he showed me, it's like, imagine somebody has to have an open heart surgery, but they're not sedated. They're not at rest. They're kind of squirming. They're kind of moving around. Mm-hmm. The one that has the scalpel, he knows that he's going to do more damage. The one that has the scalpel has a good purpose. He has good things in mind, but he knows that they're just not ready.
Right.
They need to be at rest. They need to be prepared. And it's just like when we go to the Lord, when we have rest and trust in him and that faith that his touch is going to heal our hearts, allow him to just heal those wounds. Allow him to heal those things in our heart that have never been healed before. And I just want to encourage you right now that I just feel that there's so many listeners, there's somebody that's paying attention right now that you've tried everything. 12 years, 20 years, 50 years, and you've never been healed. And there is a healing power in the love of Jesus Christ that he so seeks to touch that area of your heart that's been bleeding.
Mm.
And I want to encourage you to reach out to Jesus right now and know that he has a love for you that you have not encountered anywhere else.
It's amazing because, you know, that's the whole thing. We're like all damaged goods outside of God, you know, mm-hmm. And it's his love. He's the one that puts us together again. You know, Humpty Dumpty couldn't be put back together again, but God can put us back together again. We're broken, fragmented pieces. And you're right. Oftentimes the outer stuff gets looked at, but we don't, you know, the inner wounds are hidden, they're tucked away, and we're not sometimes able to discern that maybe someone that's, you know, the way they're acting in their life, we look at their poor behavior, but we don't realize that attached to that poor behavior, what's behind all that is an inner hurt, is an inner pain. And a lot of people do a lot of different things to medicate that pain. And they go to different places and seek relief in people and all kinds of stuff. And the truth of the matter is that the only person that could heal you is God. He's the only person that could heal you. And if you don't know him, you can give your life to him. You can give your life to Jesus, and he will begin to change you from the inside out. You know, God's not into changing you from the outside in, because the outside's irrelevant. He wants to start at the epicenter of who you are and at the core of who you are in your heart. He wants to touch you in your heart, in your emotions. He wants to save your soul, and so that you can live with him forever. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are hurting. And I'm just reminded of the scripture in Romans, where the Bible says that God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And no matter what trouble you're facing today, Jesus says, cheer up. You know, tribulations and trials and troubles will come, but cheer up, because I've overcome the world. You can be an overcomer in God, but it all starts with you being in God. And so we want to encourage you today. Listen, God wants to heal you. He wants to restore you. He wants to redeem you. It's not over. You may have thought it was over, and this looks pretty bad today. And this is, you may be at ground zero, and maybe you're even sinking down into basement levels of despair. But understand that God's arm is not too short to reach out to you, and his ears are not too dull to hear your cry. Look up. Cry out to Jesus and watch him reach out to you. You take the first step. Your first step determines God's next step. You take the first step right where you're at. Cry out to Jesus and watch him reach out to you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.